Hi, my name is Gabe Arnold. I'm the founder and CEO of Business Marketing Engine. And today I'm going to share with you exactly how you can find the best marketing model for your business. So stay tuned and I will break that all down for you. So marketing is all about helping people value your products and services. When we do that, they understand that you have the solution that they need to achieve the goal that they have in their business, in their life, in any area. And so it's really about helping them think of you when the problem arises in their life. We don't always know where somebody's at in their buyer's journey. We don't know if they're just starting to explore something. We don't know if their pain is really high and they want to solve it right now. In our audience, the people that we serve and that we market to, there's a whole range of people. There's a small percentage of people that want to buy right now and they're in a ton of pain. There's another group of people that's a little bit larger where they have some discomfort. They know they should do something, but they're not necessarily at the point of needing to buy. And then there's a couple other groups of people, some that kind of know that they might need a solution, but they're not close enough to the pain or the problem. And there's other people that, you know, don't know anything about what you offer and maybe don't even ever want to know about it. There is a group of folks like that. But as we think about marketing, our job is to show people how valuable your products and services are so that when they're at that point of decision or that point of pain, they're motivated enough to reach out to you. And you can drive some of that motivation, you can channel some of that desire, but really it's about being consistent and being consistently in front of them, so that when their problem arises, you're able to step in and serve and help them. So in order to grow a business and to actually find the best marketing model for your business, BEST stands for the steps that you need to take to accomplish this. So the first thing is B is, and the BEST is for building your list. You want to build a list of people that you get to communicate with, that you get to serve and help. And whether that's through social media, whether that's through direct mail, or whether that's through email, there's a lot of ways to build that list. Ultimately, I always encourage our clients to not just rely on social media, because the platform's going to change, your reach is going to drop. We talked about that last week on the show here about, you know, how social media always gives you a ton of reach and exposure in the beginning, and then they cut down that organic exposure and they make you pay for it, which is fine. That's their business model. But knowing that, we want to make sure that we're constantly adding people to a list that we can control. So whether that's a physical mailing address list, which is a little bit old school in some people's mind, but still performs very well, or if it's an email list, which is one of the most common ones, as long as you're adding a handful of new qualified people to your email list on a weekly, monthly basis, then you have new people that you can speak to and share your value. So the E in BEST stands for educating your audience. One of the best ways to speed up sales, make the sales process faster, make for a better, you know, customer relationship between you and the customer, is to really invest time and effort in fully educating them on the problems that you solve, how your process works, and literally the step-by-step and the details of what they should expect when they partner with you. Too often, I've made this mistake in the past. I've seen other folks do it multiple times as well. Too often, we feel like we need to hide our secret sauce, or we don't need to explain the step-by-step. And all we're doing in today's market, where consumers are super educated and have a ton of access to information, is we're just actually showing that we don't know what we're talking about and we might not be able to solve the problem when we withhold information. And so I would encourage you to really break down step by step. Here's what it's like to work with us. Here's the steps you're going to go through. Here's the deliverables. Here's the expectations. Here's even, you know, the budget and the pricing that you could expect, a pricing range, so that people are fully informed of what it's going to cost to work with you. When you do that, you are creating the opportunity for them to trust you more, to deepen a relationship even before they buy. So B is for building your list. E is for educating your audience. The S is for serve by selling. And so our goal is to always find a way to solve somebody's problem, serve them, make their life better, make their business better, help them get the results they want. And in order to do that, they are going to need to invest in themselves. And so by selling to them, by serving them, all you're doing is taking them by the hand and helping them walk down a path that is going to get them amazing results. Sales should never be about, you know, pushing somebody into something that you want for them or pushing them through something just so you get some money. It should always be about how can you show up consistently and serve and help them. So build your list, educate your audience, serve them by selling to them. And then the T stands for train them to fully utilize your products and services. Because when we get people to consume and use and utilize what we're offering, that's when we really create a business that can have lifetime customers, higher profits, higher retention, and make everything work well. It doesn't matter what business you're in or what space you're in, by doing this process, by using this best model, you're always gonna have new people on your list. You're always gonna be educating them about how you can help them. You'll serve them by selling them the right solution when they're ready, when they're in pain, or when they're ready to solve that problem or reach that goal. And then by training them to fully utilize your products and services and really use your processes, that will make them sticky and make them get, you know, have wins and successes as they're working with you. And it's going to make the process a lot easier. If you've been struggling with any of your marketing, if you really don't feel like you have a consistent model that you can keep working on and optimizing and improving, these are the four pillars that every business needs to grow and succeed. And so that's why we created the Best Marketing Mastermind. And we're actually opening up enrollment this week. There's only a couple days left. I've shared it with all of you that are on my email list. So I appreciate you for those that have already joined. We're really looking forward to bringing in this new group. But if you would like to learn more about the Best Marketing Mastermind and how for a very affordable investment, you can be a part of a group of serious entrepreneurs who want to continue to grow and scale their business, please just reach out to me or visit businessmarketingengine.com. You can contact me there. Again, just comment down below or message me or go to our site. And I'll be glad to share all of the details with you and talk to you about how this could help you consistently grow your business. I appreciate you taking time to tune in today, and we will see you on tomorrow's episode.